Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am going to be joined by Melissa and Seth in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. But we're going to kick off our 9 o'clock hour with some new friends we have. We have Lincoln High School students Josh, Jonah, and Olivia here with us. They are Lincoln High School DECA students who will be attending the DECA International Career Development Conference in Anaheim, California, towards the end of the month. Going to let you all introduce yourselves. We'll get into some questions. Good morning, everybody. Buddy, thanks for being here. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Awesome. Good morning, James. My name is Josh.
Hey, Josh.
I'm Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
I'm Jonah.
Jonah, thanks for being here. Appreciate the time, you guys. I was telling the kids beforehand how much I greatly appreciate the sacrifice of leaving school to come put up with me. I cannot imagine how hard that is. Thank you for being here, you guys. I want to start off first, especially a lot of our audience. It's been a while since we were in high school. What is DECA? Do you mind telling us, Josh, what DECA is?
Yeah, of course. So DECA is a career and technical student organization that prepares emerging leaders and entrepreneurs for careers in marketing, finance, hospitality, and management in high schools and colleges around the globe.
Yeah, well done. Very well done. I have to say that, and I was telling you guys this too, I don't think I'm in this chair without speech classes, without debate, without DECA, without some of those programs. They gave me a reps in front and talking in front of people and more experience with it to the point where you just get more and more comfortable with it. Like anything in life, the more you do it, the better you feel. Has it done that for you all in the time that you've done it? Have you felt a little more confident, a little more comfortable speaking in front of people, Olivia?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was a very nervous individual entering high school, and now 3 years into DECA, I feel very confident. I feel very, you know, sociable with networking and speaking in front of others, so it's definitely boosted those skills and my confidence for sure.
It's great to hear. There is almost no job that I can think of that any, whatever you guys do, and you're going to go on to do great things, that this isn't going to help with. That having some experience speaking in front of people, feeling comfortable doing those things isn't going to be a useful thing. What other things have you gained from being in DECA? What other things have been an advantage, helped you enhance?
Yeah, I know before I joined DECA, I was sort of a loudmouth throughout all of high school. So, like, through classes, I'd just be talking and talking. And DECA has helped me, like, you know, focus my thoughts, sort of, and be able to just, like, focus on what I'm trying to say and sound smarter, sound better.
Yeah.
And DECA, we are allowed to compete in a bunch of business activities. So, it's helped me gain the scope of what business is like, sort of, on the outside, not the consumer side, but as a manager or as a just employee throughout business.
That's really cool, Jonah. That's very cool and good to hear. And I have to tell you guys, I have a lot of students on. All three of you right away, very clear speaking, very right into the mics. I've never had that before where I've had such good speakers here. That's great. You guys are doing great. I want to get into what it is that you, what made you want to join DECA, why you like DECA, what it is about it that got you involved in it and everything. I will start with you, Josh.
Yeah, so I know I've... You know, I remember people have asked me this question. I go back to the same thing. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It was a dare at lunch when I was a freshman. we have this. It's called a club fair. It's where people can go to like specific tables and learn more about the different extracurriculars that we have at our school. And I remember at lunch, one of my friends is like, "Hey, if you join, I'll join." And so that's kind of how I got started. And then there was a couple field trips. And then on those field trips, they started sharing a little bit more about kind of what the whole scope of DECA is and the different things that you can do other than just the field trips, like things like the competitions and the other places that you're able to go. And those things really interested me, so that's kind of how I got jump started into it.
That's awesome. That's a great story, man. It just is a good example and a great life lesson for you very early on. Take chances.
Mm-hmm.
Life is about that. You have to choose your battles wisely in life, but sometimes it's about taking a shot or just seeing where something might lead. You never know where it might go. That's really interesting, Olivia.
Yeah, so my brother is a couple years older than me, and he was in DECA, and he did, you know, organizations like this. So I knew going in that maybe this is something I'd be interested in, and then I got involved. I wasn't very involved early on, which I regret, but then one of my friends is like, "You should go to this district's competition with us, just try it out," and I said, "Fine." It was like the day before, and I went, and it was just amazing. So it's evolved from just going to the competitions to the field trips, and you know, now we get to go to California. So yeah, it's just evolved, and then it led me to our marketing classes and our business classes, and it's just helped me with my future, you know, just
very cool.
Taking a chance, like Josh said.
Yeah, yeah. Jonah?
Similar to Josh, mine is not sugar-coated at all. My sister was a good part in DECA. She was 2 years older than me. She graduated now. Mm-hmm. But she originally signed me up for me without me knowing. And then I told her, I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. And then my dad was on her side. And I ended up going to one of the field trips to Green Bay. And we toured Lambeau Field. And it was just a fun experience being able to see all like the Lombardi trophies. And there's a couple people, public speakers about what they do at Lambeau. And there's a media manager talking about her social media side of Lambeau. And then I'm like, fine, I'll keep on doing it. And she told me I could get a week off school going to Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm like, okay, I'll keep on trying at this. Yeah. And then I've thanked her for this. It's a fun experience in my life so far.
It's really cool. It's very cool. And there is nothing wrong with having advantage or, you know, finding silver linings or icing of the cake in these things. There's none. That's a big part of life, too. I also should mention, well, all these great things that they have done and said, DECA also raises money for local events, for local charities, for local nonprofits. They've raised over $10,000 for MDA and Special Olympics, just for an example, and are the top three in the world for MDA donations, which is very impressive. Very impressive. Something that we've noted on the show here a lot is like my generation, we wanted to do things. We wanted to get some things done. But I also think that we were from a time where, well, we do that in our 30s. You know, in our 30s, we start thinking about politics. In our 30s, we start caring about this or that or whatever. Your generation is not waiting. You guys are getting things done. You guys are out there and learning about these things more. You guys are caring about these things more. And I imagine that being a part of all these great things you said, the field trips, the time getting to learn new things and meet new friends, that all feels good. But that has to be a main part of it, I imagine, is the idea that you can raise money for these special funds, that you can help out these organizations, putting back into your communities. It seems to be a big deal for your generation, and a lot of it. Is that the case? Am I just kind of, you don't know, oh man, you don't know what you're talking about. But it does seem like that. Olivia, did you have something there?
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about DECA is how we're able to give back to our community. It's one of like the guiding pillars of DECA, as they put it. And I think personally, I don't realize throughout the year like how much I'm giving back until we get to this point and we're going to California to get recognized for raising so much money for MDA. And all of our conferences and events are kind of focused around this. We always make sure to have a miracle minute and collect funds, and it's just so donation and like charity driven, and you don't really think about that at first until you take a step back and look, you know, at what you've done, and it really feels great to have this involvement with our community.
That's very cool. Very cool, you guys. Let's wrap up talking about this great event. Again, the ICDC is accumulation of DECA's most successful and dedicated competitors who have worked hard over the past year to have opportunity to compete at the highest level. This event, this is a fun one. What are you guys looking forward to most about this trip? And I'll start with you, Josh.
So I think one of the things that I'm looking forward to other than the kind of like we were talking about earlier, going and seeing a different part of like the country, and because, you know, it's the weather's kind of dreary, we don't have like a lot of beaches over here, so we get those opportunities to explore some of those entertainment options like Disney and all the other attractions. But in terms of like the competition and what we're really going there for, I think it's cool to, because the competition is just us, right? We're talking, it's us and a judge, which we have done at state, which we've done at district. So it's really not new, but it's really the other people that you get to meet. So the people from different states that you get to meet and you get to talk to, and they get to share a little bit about their state and kind of what they do with their DECA chapters, with their high school DECA chapters, with their state associations, and how they're really being able to use what they have compared to what we have to still achieve the same outcomes, which is why we're all there at the same time. So really being able to learn about other people and their different perspectives, especially with how different our states are and the things that we get to do. Like, we get to raise money for MDA, we're able to do that, but some of these other competitors who are from larger states, they have some of these bigger corporations who will support them because that's what their market is. Their market is a lot bigger than ours, so they have different things available to them compared to us. So just being able to compare what we've done with other people and how we've both been able to be successful and reach to the ICDC.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Olivia?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything Josh said. It's great to network and meet with other people from other parts of the country, parts of the world. It's international. And I love that. I think at the same time, I love getting to travel, and this sounds superficial, but to be with my friends. A lot of my very close friends are in DECA, so we get to experience this together. I've never been to California, so it's this great trip that we get to take together, and I just love competing with Josh and Jonah. Like, this is what we do. We sit at a table with a judge, a very similar format to this, and we talk, and I just think it's great, and I love competing, and it's just fun to have time with my friends and, you know, meet new people.
I agree with both of them, but mine aren't as technical as theirs. I'm trying to do the best I can, hopefully win, and spend some fun time at Disneyland.
Right on. Yeah. All good answers. All of you. All of great. For one, I was going to say that I don't know if any of these other students stand a chance against our team. I'm a Lincoln alum, so I could say that. RT, I can go ahead and do that. Is what sports fans do. I don't know if I stand a chance. Like, if any of you get into radio, I'm done. There's no way I'm going to be able to survive at this job. Like, people are hearing my voice compared to you guys and the way you speak. It is a world of difference. You guys got a bright, bright future ahead. You were some of our favorite minds going forward. People in DECA, people in these organizations, people that are putting into their community. We're appreciative of that. And rooting for you guys. We're going to be paying attention. We'll be cheering you on. Safe travels going forward as we're letting you go. Anybody you want to say hi to? Any of that?
We do have couple of sponsors that we would like to thank in order for us to make this trip possible.
We definitely want to do that. While you're pulling up, I want to send a big shout out to your teachers, to the people that are in charge of the DECA program and helping this all happen. They do some incredible work, and we don't get a chance to shout out our teachers and those nearly often enough.
All right, so first off, we would like to thank the following sponsors: A3 Tree Service, Baker Bros Construction LLC, Bone Trucking and Excavating, Carroll Property Management, Central Wisconsin Counseling Associates, CLA, Connected Media Solutions, Crescent Electric Supply, Crockett Septic LLC, Econ Electric, El Cafe, Elizabeth Gash Realtor, Hay Creek Companies, Kellner Storage, Coons RV of Wisconsin Rapids, Legacy Accounting and Financial Services, Little Race Car Daycare, Meta Custom Apparel, Mark Toyota of Plover, Martin Weiss Electric.
We'd also like to thank Martin's Painting and More, Mickey's Tip Up, Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, Peterson Movers, Quality Foods, Quest Civil Engineers, Randy O'Keefe Trucking, Revision Eye Care, Safeway Bus, Sportsman's Pub and Grill, Swiftwater Ice Cream, Taco Hans, The Fallback, Tom's Paint and Decorating, Tritt's Forest Products, Vanco, WFHR, of course, Williams Plumbing and Heating, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, and finally, Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Appreciate you guys. Nicely done there. And a big thank you to all those sponsors, all those businesses. Buy local, support local. Support the people that put back into your community, everybody. You guys did great. Nice job, everybody. Nicely done. Thank you so much for joining us. A big thank you to Josh, Jonah, and Olivia for being here today. Cheer them on as they head to California and win this thing, because that's what I'm thinking. That's what I see happening. Appreciate the time, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Morning Show for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here to hang out with you, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
Put that one in just for you, man.
I can't get enough
just
of
for
it.
You.
Can't get enough of it. We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. A big, big thank you to the DECA kids for joining us. That was
awesome. They were great.
Yes, they were.
Awesome. Josh, Jonah, Olivia, thank you so much. Break a leg. Have fun with the trip. Enjoy yourselves. We're going to be rooting for you the whole time.
Absolutely.
And every time any kid comes into this studio, I feel so much better about the future when they leave.
It's true.
And also realize my days are numbered. It's a little column A, little column B.
I think you're safe in your radio job for these kids. Yeah. I think they're going to do other things.
Bigger, better. Yeah.
I think you're fine.
We are a little bit later after our news break. We're going to get into a fun one I've got lined up for us. Where is that, though? Here it is. So we've got a good one to get into with pet names. We're going to talk about.
Oh, right.
About.
We've got
some fun pet name that we want to get into. That is going to be wacky pet names, the finalists for that.
It's wacky.
We're going to touch on that one a little bit later. But for right now, diving into a bit of entertainment news real quick for you. The Roseanne house is for sale.
Huh?
Yeah. Roseanne's house from her sitcom, as well as the post-Roseanne continuation series, The Conners, is on the market. Even though The Conners is still being filmed and it's still, you know, in you know, syndication.
Production.
Yeah, production. Thank you, Melissa. Yeah. The house was only used for exterior shots on TV. The inside of the house is just a bunch of sets.
Right.
The real house is a lot nicer on the inside than The Conners keep it. It has a 4 bedrooms and 2 full bathrooms and is not it's not in Lanford, Illinois. Dun, dun, dun. It's in Evanston, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
They're asking about $225,000 for that one.
Okay. 4 bedrooms. Wow. It's bigger than it looks.
I didn't think this was really that topical, but one thing I did think was noteworthy, I hadn't really thought much about it, but that show did a really good job of making you feel like it was a real house.
It really did, yeah.
So much of it had to do with the extra rooms, like whenever they would like the mud room kind of thing you would think or mm-hmm. something like that, having those little things and seeing people coming through there mm-hmm. and coming into the kitchen. I think a lot of stuff took place in the kitchen on that show, and so much of it, you could see somebody walking in before they spoke or something like that.
It really felt real. It felt like or you go into the garage of Dan's workshop.
Yeah,
I mean, again, it just felt like it was lived in, like people actually live there. Yeah,
I really don't, especially because Roseanne has been a knucklehead and all that and everything. I don't think that we're ever going to really be able to give a true credit to that show. Oh, like for so many of the things that it was able to do. What Married with Children did, they did on a more of PG-13 level.
Yeah.
Roseanne had a little dose of that, but not as much.
Right.
But they were also still giving you a true American family. They were giving you more. They were giving you more of a true American family than almost 90% of the families on TV.
Right.
Certainly a lot closer to it than The Cosby Show. that's not a shot at The Cosby Show.
No.
That's a shot at reality.
I know what you mean.
The writers, I should say. Mm-hmm. What was their idea? I understand the idea, and I've heard the format before of what they designed with The Cosby Show. And that has a lot of layers to it and everything. But it also, like, I never heard anybody say, and I'm talking like every race you can think of. I know a lot of people. And I've never heard one person, any color they are, say, The Cosby Show, relatable. Like, nobody thought The Cosby Show was relatable. Even if you were African-American, I don't think that you necessarily did, at least from the African-American friends I have. Roseanne, so many of those shows, mm-hmm. I know plenty of my African-American friends that love Dan, that love that show, and felt a relatability to those characters.
It was a show that, I think, in my opinion, it was the last great blue-collar sitcom.
Because
it went from, like, it was the early 90s, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, when it was at its peak, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that to the late 90s. Was there any show that had a working class family? Yes. Look at Friends.
Mm-hmm.
They somehow had these great apartments in New York City. I mean, come on. What did they do for a living?
I don't know what any of them did.
I know.
I know one of them was an actor.
Yeah, right. And not a good actor.
Yeah, yeah.
No. He wasn't working.
Yeah.
So that's where, like, there was nothing relatable about that. So the original Roseanne, the original run, I think it was. I think it was the last great blue-collar sitcom. And I don't think we've had anything like it since, really.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that.
Maybe The Simpsons, maybe. But even that has gotten so far afield at this point.
Right,
but.
Yeah. The amount of jobs Homer's
animated.
Had.
Yeah, exactly. And it's animated.
And it is animated.
It's true.
That's an important note again about relatability. Mm-hmm. More and more people are wanting that, not just with their TV shows, but with everything. There's a reason we talk like this, and we don't all talk like this.
Yeah, right.
Because that's radio. That's mm-hmm. media in general nowadays. I think that a big part of the reason why you have seen the rise of influencers and YouTube stars and TikTok stars and all that is because they're relatable. They people see that and they think they can do that.
Exactly.
It's a part of the reason why bowling's popular. Bowling's a fun sport. It's fun to play and all that. But so many people watch bowling. Oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do. I could still do that. Don't matter what their age is. Oh, I got you don't watch a football player. Like, I'm sure there's some delusional people out there, but most of us don't watch, you know, some great football player and think, oh, I could do that. But you look at a bowler, you look, oh, I could do that.
Maybe I could do that.
You think you can? I'm not saying anybody can. Bowlers, I got a lot of respect for bowlers,
unless you're Mookie Betts. But other than that,
Continuing on, the never-ending story is 40 years old, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Wow.
And today's Hollywood standards, that makes it way overdue for a remake.
Oh, no.
But this time, the plan is to make a whole series of films. Because if there's one thing Hollywood loves more than remakes, it's reboots, it's franchises.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that tasty word, a franchise.
One worked well. Why don't we make six?
Yeah.
The original had two sequels that nobody really remembers in 1990 and 1994. The movie actually got a little boost in 2019 when the theme song was prominently featured in season three of Stranger Things. I remember that.
The mall.
What was her name? What did he scout? What did he shout?
I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I have no
Nobody
idea.
Nobody knows. It's great. It's it that I don't know if it holds up, but God, did I love that movie as a kid.
Oh, it was.
I
yeah.
loved that movie.
Like, it was remarkable. There was nothing like it at the time.
Yeah.
It was very one of a kind, if I remember correctly.
Very unique.
It was very unique movie. Yes.
I don't know how it holds up.
Underrated career of Wolfgang Petersen.
Yes.
What a director, man. Yeah. He directed some really good movies.
Nowadays, if you just take aside the animatronics or mm-hmm. like the Hobbit, the snail,
the
puppets and stuff. It's incredible what they were able to pull
it's
off.
True.
You would think that it just got made now with some of that stuff.
It's really cool.
The Dark Crystal's a little like this too, mm-hmm. but I think the Neverending Story stands out by far and away when it comes to the puppeteering and a lot of the work that was done special effects wise. Mm-hmm. And thanks for traumatizing us with the Swamp of Sadness, by the way.
Oh yeah,
thank you for that.
There's a couple of really dark things in that movie too.
That's why I was really careful to say I don't know how it holds up. I don't know.
Well, that's true about the Dark Crystal as well, though. That's a pretty dark stuff in it. So
I have a feeling there's almost nothing that we could say that there isn't at least one thing that didn't age well, or something like that. We encourage you to go bookmark the webpage wrctheater.org and get your tickets for WRCT's main stage finale Rumors kicks off in less than a month, May 3rd. Wow. It kicks off. It is right there for you to get tickets. This great play directed by Neil Simon, directed by Christine Sullivan, mm-hmm. Has some of your favorite locals in it, some great actors, great performances, and it's a great comedy.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun show. It's a great show. It's a little different for Neil Simon.
Yeah.
A little more farcical. He didn't do a lot of those.
I'm looking forward to it because I've never seen this one.
It's good.
I heard a director a long time ago describe this as his silly play.
And it kind of is. I kind of get that.
It's a fun one.
Keep in mind, it's still Neil Simon.
Yeah.
But it is kind of his silly play, yeah.
They're also looking for directors. Keep that in mind, everybody. If you are looking to direct like one of the three of us and have that... Oh, I'm kidding. But people like us, or if you're looking to just get your foot in there and check things out and mm-hmm. stuff, you're not just going to be, hey, here's a script, go direct it. They prep people. They plan. They work with you. They help you.
You have a whole team to work with.
Exactly.
They're going to make you feel confident before you even get into auditionings and everything. So encourage you if you've ever wanted to maybe be a part of things at WRCT, but you don't necessarily want to be on stage or maybe work in the back. Hey, be a director.
Yeah.
reach out to them. You can do that as well. And keep in mind that there is always fun things going on with our Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Hopo Productions are getting into gear. Mm-hmm. We've got audition dates coming up April 29th and 30th from 5 to 8 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater for Disney's Newsies Junior.
Mm-hmm. A musical, everybody.
That's going to be fun.
That's coming up. And more auditions on the way for you with other shows for Hopo. If you've got kids and you're looking for give them something to do and give them some confidence building and an opportunity to have some fun, maybe meet some new kids, I can't think of a better opportunity than Hopo and what is offered at WRCT.
Yes.
Again, find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. You think that got me a part?
No.
To promoting?
No.
Dang it. Yeah. I'll try again tomorrow.
It was good promotion, though. Yeah. Very good. It was spot on. Yeah.
It was good to promote. It was good. We'll be back more after our news break here on WFHR, locally grown radio. I'm Shameless. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Appreciate you all. And encourage you to spread the word about the show and everything. Get your friends and family. Yell it at strangers. Get everybody to love the show.
Are you listening to the radio right now? Why aren't you listening to the radio right now?
Hey, you!
Because they're listening on the Civic Media app.
There you go.
Oh, very good. Very nice.
We're waiting to get into this one. According to the most recent stats when it comes to pets, dogs and cats are the most common as far as our favorite pets or ones we have the most. Two-thirds of us have at least one pet at home, and that is the most common. Dogs, cats, followed by fish, birds, rodents, reptiles, and horses.
Okay.
97% of us think our fur babies are part of the family, but we definitely get a lot more creative naming them than we do our children.
That's true.
Nationwide Pet Insurance has an annual contest to find the wackiest pet names in America. Last year's winners were a dog named Doc Paw Widdily.
Oh.
And a cat named Spicy Beef Purrito.
Yes.
They just announced the finalists for 2024 and voting closed already, but here are the top names in the running this year. In the dog category, Boots with the Fur.
Ooh.
Chug Chug Pickles. Lil Richard Simmons sweating to the oldies.
That's a long name.
Yeah, that dog goes missing. That's a tough name to be walking down the street. That's something you got to think about with all these names. Like,
it's
if
true.
Your dog or cat goes missing, you have to go walking down the street yelling, Lord Waddles!
Yeah.
Lord Waddles! Lulu the Conqueror. I like that one.
Any name with the Conqueror after it. I love that.
Mr. Pizza Puff.
That was good.
Molly the Corporate.
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know. Team the Bandit Player. I'm not sure what
Team
that
the Bandit Player?
I don't know about that one.
Interesting.
A dog they just call the news. That's kind of funny for a number of ways. And this is all one name. One Love Tiny Dancer Princess Margaret Rose Windsor. That dog.
Okay, Tiny Dancer. That's Elton John, and then a whole bunch of royalty.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's an odd combination.
And those were just the dogs.
Yeah.
The cat nominees.
Oh,
are
boy,
Bulls McVin, Car Alarm.
I like that one.
Car Alarm. Itty Bitty Kitty Committee. Yikes, that's a close one. Meownies. Meownies. Minerva Meow Nagali. From the Harry Potter. What's her name?
I forget.
I can't think of it. Yeah.
I forget.
And Necronom Cat. Necronom Cat.
Yikes.
Skull Crusher, Tony Scarface Baloney, and Samsung Family Hub Refrigerator all came in the running as well. But this is what I like. Steph Curry.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that one. I like that.
Oh, that's
one.
Good.
They also have a catch-all division for other animals. Nominees include a tortoise named Midsize Sedan.
That's great.
A lizard named Frosted Mini Wheats. A guinea pig named Cow Pig. And an actual pig named Snoop Hoggy Hog.
Snoop Hoggy. Oh, wow. Man, that's got to be up there. That's got to get some votes.
That is pretty good. I like that one. That is a pretty good one right there.
We like those play.
And I want the Snoop Hoggy Hog wins, and then I want Snoop to award.
Yes.
Give them the award, because he would do it.
He would probably do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now,
I just have to throw out there, though, none of these animals get called their whole name.
Of course not.
Oh, no.
No, that would be impossible.
Not. So how is that even fair?
Yeah, that's true. That's a fair point, I think. That is a fair point.
Yeah.
We'll get into their petinsurance.com wacky Hall of Fame greats in a moment.
Oh.
First, let's take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
See, Melissa, how easy it is to come up with a different theme other than Kevin.
Kevin, I didn't choose his name. I get a pass on this one.
You should have fought harder. That's what we're getting. You should have fought harder, Melissa.
Oh, you broke me, Kev.
You have a fair point.
You broke me. Oh, that's a good. Are you a pet guy, man? Have you had pets? Do you have a pet now?
Oh, actually, I had a few weeks ago. I had put one down. So
I'm so sorry.
I love dogs.
Man, foot into mouth. Wow. That's just a bad one. Bad
no, that's
one.
Okay. That's okay, James. It's okay. I'm a big dog lover. I mean, I've had cats, but I prefer dogs.
Yeah.
I've had dogs named as Hunter.
Oh, okay.
My youngest son, or I should say my oldest son when he was younger, big at that time was Jungle Book 2 just came out. And he wanted our lab called Bagheera.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's really good.
Especially Black Lab, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's very good.
You know, then I adopted a Greyhound when I was just got out of high school, and that dog name was EC Bullet, but you know, obviously we just called it Bullet.
That's a good name too.
For a Greyhound. But yeah, I mean, different pet names, but what you're just naming off, there's no way I could be yelling down the street.
I have a feeling that you, especially if you're like nobody knows that you are from the neighborhood or anything, they just see you walking down the street yelling this name. You may have some calls.
The men in the white coats come to pick you up.
Yeah. It might be coming by. Always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for the call. You have a great day, good week.
You're the best.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
The best. We have the best listeners in radio.
Yeah, he couldn't pass that up.
No.
He couldn't pass that up.
That was so good. That was so good. I also, I will put that up against any radio station in the world. Best listeners there's ever been. You can go to petinsurance.com and the Wacky Hall of Fame greats if you want to see some more of these names, like Prison Mike.
Whoa.
Just a cat named Prison Mike. And he looks like the sweetest, cutest cat you've ever seen. Piggy Smalls, not bad.
Oh,
not
that's
bad.
Pretty good.
Pickles McButterpants, the Muffin Slayer.
Oh. That's a little too precious for me. That's a little much.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, that's a good one. That one I like.
Now, some of these are ones like, oh, I would have a cat just to name it that. I definitely. Mr. Potato Head. Or I'm sorry, Dr. Potato Head.
Oh, Doctor.
Dr. Potato Head.
Winton got his PhD.
Yeah.
Smarter than Mr. Potato Head.
There are some great ones out there. Did you guys have any pets growing up, or have you had any, or did you have any you want to name a pet or anything that you haven't had to? And that's open to the audience as well, 715-424-2600, but I'll ask you both first.
Growing up, our dog was named Prince.
Yeah, that's a classic.
That's a good one.
It's a classic name. The dog I had named growing up, Sunshine, because she had yellow fur. And I was 3 years old when we got her. And I looked at the dog and I said, Sunshine.
Oh, nice.
And that's how she got her
awesome.
Name.
That's
because she looked like Sunshine. Yeah.
That's very cool. Good morning. You're on the air. What's on your mind? Oh, they hung up. Let's go ahead and try another call. Good morning. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
So this conversation has me really thinking I should submit my pet next year.
Mm. Yes, you should.
Yes. You want to let the audience?
Yes. My Flemish giant, she's a large black rabbit, but we named her Janice Hoplin.
So good.
That is so good. You have to. You have to submit that.
I really feel like it's up there with the finalists this year. I really should. Throw her in the mix next year, shouldn't I?
Yes, you should.
And I don't get to do this very often, but I don't know many people who are better at this than Laura. Like she is like an idiot savant when it comes to like naming things or coming up with pun names or anything like that. Like you definitely should submit that.
I still think that my favorite one that I've ever done is Carl, the crow that Quinn has. My daughter got a stuffed toy raven or crow. It's hard to tell. It's a stuffed animal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we named it Carl.
So good.
Awesome.
So good. Oh, that's great. Thank
that
you for the
probably my favorite.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's nice.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Best listeners in radio. I've mentioned before my family, we didn't really have pets growing up, but late in life with all three of me and my siblings, my dad had a friend. He was helping out at a barn, and there was a dog that was about by and stuff, and they just weren't really doing much with this dog. This dog looked really disheveled. My dad took it in, and it brought it to the Humane Society, and then promptly took it home. and he was a black lab, and we all were trying to name this thing. And it's tough when you got a bunch of kids doing it. Try having three adult kids and my father throw it in there trying to name this animal. And my sister finally said, well, he's a black dog. We should just name him Zeppelin.
Black dog.
You know, for those who don't know, black dog, famous Zeppelin song.
One of their famous songs, yep.
And Zeppelin got his name.
Nice.
That was it. Sammy is very similar to your cat, Kevin, Melissa. That was his name. That was just what they called him, and he responded to that. My parents were like, well, that's what we're
going to do. No reason to change it. Yeah.
He's a Sammy. That's his name. I did have a friend growing up who had a cat named C.A.T., C-A-T.
There's a lot of people that name their dogs D-O-G.
Yep, yep. I've heard that one before.
I would do that, but I'd spell it D-A-W-G, dog.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Where my dog?
I think we should also submit, you know, our sister station mascot, Chicken, which our listeners named.
Yes, yes.
Agatha. Right.
But that's not a real pet, though. I don't think we can get away with that.
I wonder if we could.
Or is
I don't
it
know.
Going to become a real pet?
I was going to say, well, there's possibility that we might have a
that was good. Something no, that was good.
Something that represents said chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that could happen.
That's pretty good. Both
foreshadowing.
Oh, so good. That was so good. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and have some more fun after checking in with our partners on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
LA proved too much for the man.
We're going to take you to the top of the hour. Got to get into our schedule. Got a That Ain't Right story or two to touch on here. And some good stories to wrap up on. But those That Ain't Right stories, we got to get to these real quick.
All right.
And they're both noteworthy. So, Pepsi is recalling more than 230 cases of Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale because it actually has a chock full of sugar in it. was some kind of mix-up in the product canned as Zero Sugar contained full sugar. The recall affects nearly 5,600 cans, and it includes products that were shipped to Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Naturally, this is more than just an unexpected sugar high. Some people have medical conditions that make these products dangerous to drink. No injuries or illnesses have been reported. It's unclear how they discovered the error.
That's immediately where I went. It was like, people are supposed to have sugar.
It's a very, very dangerous situation right there with that. The recalled products have to a sell-by date of May 2024. That's more information on specific codes here online if you'd like to look for them. If you don't have a reason to limit your sugar intake, it might have been fine to drink. Just a little bit surprising.
Right.
That is.
I'm glad it was a small amount. That's the good news. It wasn't very many.
Yeah, so. Thankfully
right, that it didn't go everywhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did not hear of any of tragedies with that or anything like that.
But there were probably some people who didn't feel very well.
Yeah,
that's true.
When your sugars get really high, even if it doesn't actually cause a medical, you know, situation, you don't feel good.
Right.
Well, and I mean, granted, I can tell you, like, on one hand, I can count how many times I've drank ginger ale in my life. But don't you drink ginger ale to settle your stomach a lot of the time?
It's the ginger is supposed to do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like a real reverse in that too. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. It turns out this works on humans, and makers of X body spray might be preventing a lot of drunken brawls.
What?
What?
This is very interesting.
Just because it cleared the bar out. Nobody wanted to be there.
The Wall Street Journal just did a big write-up on how farmers have started using Axe body spray to prevent male sheep from fighting. Someone realized the smell is so strong it masks the ram's natural pheromones. It's a trick that's apparently been filtering through the sheep herding community for several years. A specific scent called Axe Africa is supposed to work best. So if your sheep can't get along or other guys constantly want to fight you in a club, maybe buy a can or something like that.
And spray it in their face.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Don't do that.
It's like mace.
it would be.
To those out there that do use Axe, we just have a public service announcement real quick. One spray. Please, just one spray. There's nobody.
One microsecond of one spray.
Yes. That's the boy. Thank you, Melissa. Because you know men better than I do.
Yeah.
Because no guy just. Yeah, you're so right about that.
No, you hose it on.
Yeah. James.
And also, don't spray it on yourself. Spray it in the air and walk through it.
Yeah. Okay, but Melissa doesn't realize, okay, is that this is something that happens. It's because of actually women, okay? A guy wears a scent, and one woman says, gosh, you smell nice, and it's over.
Yeah. That man will wear that.
He'll bathe in it.
Yeah, and he will wear that for 20, 30 years.
He will, because one person said it smelled good. That's all it takes.
I'm pretty sure you just called me on my Adidas cologne. And that's right. I use an Adidas cologne. Yes. Yes. It's so bad. But I had
No, you're right. But you have to learn. Yes. You spray it in the air, then you walk through it. Yeah. Do not spray it on your body. You don't need to do that.
And one thing that is a side effect of this that a lot of people don't realize is all the Ed Hardy shirts that all these goats are and sheep are buying now. They're all buying that. They're all dressed in that clothes now.
Those wool, everything. Yeah. Why does this wool smell so weird?
They got that. They got that. Their hair all like spiked and they're all peacocking.
They look like the lead singer to Offspring in 1994.
Yes, yeah, they all look like that now. They all look like that now. They got the puka necklaces. They got the... Oh, that ain't right. Goodness. That ain't right. That is, I need a palate cleanser. I need a,
sheep smelled bad before.
A big shout out to all the listeners that joined us today. Big thank you to them. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the DECA kids, the Lincoln High School DECA students, Josh, Jonah, Olivia. We're rooting you and all your other classmates on. Over 20 Lincoln High School students are going to the DECA International Development Conference in Anaheim, California competition. That is coming up. We're going to – I told the guys and the kids afterwards, hey, let us know how it went.
Yeah.
We want to have you back afterwards no matter what. No matter what happens.
And recap. After they win, they can go to Disneyland. Because it's right there.
That's right.
It's in
Anaheim. Right, yeah. But we're pulling for you. We're rooting for you guys.
Safe travels.
Yes.
Safe travels. Join us today for Midday Magazine. Really fun one lined up for you today. In part one, we are not 100% if Mayor Shane Blazer will be able to join us, but we do know newly elected Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher will be with us for the first time in part one.
Nice.
All right.
Going to get to know Matt. Going to really put his feet to the grindstone here.
Put him to the coals.
Ooh, I got some tough, hard, tough questions for Matt. Coming up.
What's your favorite sports team?
I do plan on getting into it with him a little bit about things that are going on in the city. And I, more importantly, I do want the audience to know, if you have questions for our local representatives or our mayor or those things, I am always open to hearing your questions. I've said this for years. I haven't been able to touch on it in a while, but we are always looking for your feedback and love the idea of you giving us questions that I will, if you want, tell them, hey, this came from a listener. A lot of you guys have no problem doing this when I'm out there in public. I'm at the gas station and I'm talking to you or something like that. I want you to feel free to also email me. You know,
having it written down helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
James.mail@civicmedia.us.
And that's not just for the mayor, but of course for Representative Senator Testin
and officials. Klug,
yep, everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. In part two today, we are going to speak to Lincoln High School musical students. Brandon, Casey, and Austin are going to join us. They are a part of My Fair Lady.
Wow, lots of Lincoln High School kids today. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I love it.
That's so cool.
My Fair Lady is going to be performing ever at the Performing Center of ever at the PAC. Their first show is Thursday, April 25th. We'll tell you how to get tickets and find out more about it. During our show today. Be sure to join us at 3:30 for that. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one. We can tell you that we have Bucks basketball on the radio dial this Sunday. The Bucks playoffs kick off. Their tip-off is at 7. I imagine our pregame might be a little bit earlier than that.
Yes.
We will, as soon as we know, we will let you know. But we've got a bit of an outline now with that. That does mean that our Sunday shows are going to be interrupted.
Preempted
and everything, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. That's all right. But we are looking forward to having more new shows for you coming up.
Yep.
New content. Looking forward to that. All that coming up. Let's touch on a couple of local good stories. And it is a Wednesday. Man, I seem to remember something big going on Wednesday, Seth.
You know, the last time, last Wednesday, I was out walking with my son, and we walked by the Elks Lodge, and that place on Wednesdays is packed.
Really is. Yes.
It is packed, and you should join in.
Everybody loves bingo.
That's right. You need to go there because the doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 over at the Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. Go check it out and try to find a parking spot.
Yeah.
Get there early. Get that parking spot. Or walk, yeah. If you're in walking distance, bring your umbrella, but just in case. But, yeah.
Be sure to check that out, and everybody. Mm-hmm. And buy local, support local. Big shout-out to the Elks Lodge. Put so much back into this community. We have a Founders Network Wood County meetup coming up over at the Pittsville Lions Clubhouse. This is going on tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30. Again, over in Pittsville at the Lions Clubhouse. Business owners and nonprofit directors at all stages are invited to expand their networks by meeting their other entrepreneurial members of their community and the folks behind entrepreneurial support programs close to home. Be sure to check this out. Again, going on at, tomorrow from 5:30 to 7 at the Pittsville Lions Clubhouse.
Nice.
And it's who you know.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, Melissa. Yes, nicely done. And we want to remind everybody that our friends at the United Way are still looking for teams and people to be a part of United Weekend Hunger event. You can find out more and get your team together by reaching out to our good friend Ben at 715-421-0390, 421-0390. You can email him, Ben at uwswac.org. And, of course, find out more at uwswac.org and follow the United Way on social media. Encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
Taking a look at some world good stories. A six-year-old girl in England named Olivia Patterson was outside playing this month when she saw the roof of her home catch fire. So she ran into the burning building to get her family out.
Oh, my goodness.
Brave.
A neighbor didn't think anyone was home and tried to stop her, but Olivia knew her mom was asleep on the couch with her two-year-old sister and her one-year-old brother.
Goodness.
The house was a total loss, but everyone made it out. People have been donating a GoFundMe to help them find a new place. And you can find more out about that. Just Olivia Patterson is what I did. I typed into a GoFundMe. I actually just typed into the search bar, Olivia Patterson GoFundMe. I did it this morning and it popped up right away.
Okay.
And it's a, even if you're not able to donate, you might want to do it just to see that number and make you feel a little bit better about humanity.
Yeah, right.
What a brave little girl.
Very brave.
Incredible human being. That you yes. Like. I'm sorry, that got me. That one got me, you guys. That's an incredible story. What a lady. What an incredible human being that young lady is. That is going to do it for us, everybody. We'll be back at this tomorrow with more fun in store. You two have yourselves a great day.
You too, man.
You too, James.
Be good to each other. Have yourselves a great day, and we will talk to you soon and later right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.